This meeting is being recorded.
Laura, I think we're good if you want to get started.
Okay, I will. Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
This is Laura Hernandez, Chair of the Ventura County Regional Energy Alliance. This is the Board of Directors meeting for Thursday, August 18th, 2022. We're meeting via Zoom. If you would like to participate in this meeting, please refer to the agenda, which has been posted online. And if you would like to provide public comments, please do so according to the instructions also posted on the agenda online. So at this point, I'd like to call the meeting to order and ask for the roll call, please.
All right. I have Director Villaseñor. Director Basu. I see her on here yet. I don't think so. Okay. Director Ariza, alternate director Carlos Suarez, Director Jones.
Here.
Thank you. Director or Chair Laura Hernandez.
Here.
Vice Chair Mr. Judge.
Here.
Directors Quady is absent, but I believe alternate director Avila is present. Oh, maybe not yet. Okay. Director Lomax.
I'm here.
Perfect. Thank you. Director Rubalcava. I didn't see her yet. Director Lavier is not here today. Director Perez.
Present.
Thank you. Director Edmonds.
I'm here.
And I believe alternate director Shapiro is also present.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. And did I miss anyone?
Director Bob.
Oh, okay. So I see Director Basul is here now. And so is Director Rubalcava. Anyone else? Okay.
I saw Director Villaseñor and I didn't hear her say she was there.
Yeah, she did acknowledge.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I think that's
She's having problems with her sound.
Okay. All right, that completes roll call.
Okay, thank you so much. And before, let's do the Pledge of Allegiance and then I'll make some comments. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Stand and hand to heart. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Okay, as we go in to this meeting, I just wanted to say a few words about our loss of Carmen Ramirez. As you all know, she was a staunch advocate for clean energy and reducing our dependency on fossil fuels. She was a strong advocate for environment in the areas of health, and education, and coastal erosion. And she even drove an electric car. I know we're all mourning her loss. She served on the VCRA board since from 2015 to 2022 to her. I think she was still on the board, was she not?
When she was passed. An alternate for the county.
Yeah, she was alternate for Matt Lavier. So I just hope that her passing has inspired us to carry on her mission and to remember her in our decision making as we go forward as the VCREA board. And I would also like to extend on behalf of the board our condolences to her family for this great loss to our county. We will be adjourning in her honor, but I just wanted to kind of frame the meeting around Carmen since she is so foremost on our minds right now.
Thank you for sharing those comments, Laura.
Okay.
Thank you, Laura.
Okay. And Madam Chair?
Yes, Ed.
I don't know if this is automatic, but if it requires a motion, I would move that we forward your message and our condolences to the family on behalf of VCREA.
Okay, thank you. Do we have a second on that?
I so move. I second.
Okay, all in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Ed, for that. All right, so we're on item four now. We'll go ahead and administer the oath of office for our new VCREA board members. Kelly, will you be doing that?
Sue will be doing that. We will be welcoming Mr. Shapiro.
Awesome, thank you.
Hi, good morning, everyone. What I would like to do is what I have done in the past is I will read the entire oath and then just ask you to respond positively. So if I could ask you, Mr. Shapiro, to raise your right hand. I, state your name.
I, Leon Shapiro.
Do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I'm about to enter. If you could please acknowledge this by saying yes.
Yes, I do.
Thank you. And we will take care of, Kelly will be helping with taking care of the documentation. Thank you.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hughes, and thank you, and welcome, Mr. Shapiro. Welcome aboard. Okay, let's move on then to the approval of minutes from the February 17th, 2022 board meeting. Has everybody had a chance to review the minutes? And if so, may I entertain a motion to approve?
This is Lynn Edmonds. I so move.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion on the minutes at all? Okay. Do we need a roll call vote here?
No.
No. All in favor say aye.
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 Any nays? Okay. Motion passes. Minutes approved. Thank you. All right. Let's now go to agenda review. Does anybody have any comments, changes to the agenda today? Okay, do we need a motion to approve? No? Okay, we'll move ahead then. Public comments. Do we have any public comments? No public comments? Okay. Yep. All right, let's go to director comments. Do the directors have any comments they'd like to share at this time? Hearing none, we'll move to item 9, adoption of the resolution authorizing remote teleconference meetings of the VCREA for 30-day period pursuant to Government Code Section 54953, Subdivision E of the Ralph M. Brown Act.
Move adoption of the resolution.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. Thank you. Now we'll have a Clean Power Alliance Community Program update under item number 10.
Hi, good morning, this is Alejandra. I'm trying to make sure we do have Joseph on. He is on, right?
Yep.
Yes, perfect. Welcome. He is gonna give all of us an update of Clean Power Alliance and the latest program offerings that they have.
Hi, good morning. It says I can't share the screen until another participant. Oh, there we go. Okay, sorry about that. Are you going to, is that my screen or are you doing the slides for me?
I'll do the slides for you if you just let me know when to advance, please.
Okay. Well, good morning. I'm Joe Cabral, and I'm the External Affairs Manager for Clean Power Alliance here in Ventura County. I'm very happy to be here to provide a brief overview of Clean Power Alliance, as well as information about our many programs which help Ventura County residents and businesses save energy and money. So next slide. So Clean Power Alliance, or CPA, provides clean renewable energy to approximately 1 million residential and commercial customer accounts. And in all, this represents approximately 3 million people throughout both Ventura and Los Angeles counties. And that makes us the fifth largest load serving entity in California. We currently provide 100% renewable energy to nearly 300,000 customers, which is more than any other provider in the entire United States. And this number continues to grow. In fact, by 2024, nearly 750,000 customers will receive 100% renewable energy from Clean Power Alliance. And while she's changing slides, I should add that the cities of Santa Paula, Monrovia, and Hermosa Beach will soon be joining Clean Power Alliance. So we're a joint powers authority. We're currently comprised of 32 member agencies, which are shown here on the map. And each of our communities has a seat on our board of directors. And Ventura County Supervisor Linda Parks serves as the Ventura County Vice Chair of our board. Next slide. So our board of directors has adopted a five-year local program strategic plan, which calls for $200 million in investments in local community energy needs, including priorities of resiliency and demand management, building and transportation electrification, and local renewable energy procurement. Next slide. So for instance, our PowerShare program is a social equity program that enables customers within underserved communities to receive the benefits of solar power without having to install their own solar panels. Mm-hmm. And eligible customers receive 100% renewable energy at a 20% discount. And this is in addition to any other discounts they may already be receiving. So this can result in up to a 45% total monthly savings. We've already enrolled nearly 5,500 eligible customers and are continuing to work with our member agencies and local community CBOs to provide outreach to the many underserved communities located here in Ventura County. Next slide. We have a community solar program that's also a social equity program. And that's going to install small-scale solar projects in underserved communities to provide clean energy at a 20% discount. And through this program, solar developers partner with local nonprofits, schools, or public agencies to sponsor projects on behalf of their nearby residents. And right now, we're in the process of identifying project sites and community sponsors located in the many underserved communities here in Ventura County. Next slide. The Power Response Program helps customers improve air quality and electricity reliability by helping them reduce their energy usage during periods of peak energy demand, such as yesterday. Participating residential and commercial customers receive an enrollment incentive, as well as additional incentives each year. And we partnered with Ecobee, Google Nest, ChargePoint, and Sunnova for this innovative direct response program. Next slide. The Power Ready program is a community benefits program currently being offered to all 32 of our member agencies. And this program makes critical community facilities energy resilient by installing solar plus storage systems. And then these systems can be used as a backup source of energy in case of a power outage. And so we're continuing to work closely with all of our member agencies to identify, develop, and implement these critical backup facility projects. Ventura County and the cities of Ojai and Oxnard have already executed MOUs for this program. Last year, we helped launch the largest ever electric vehicle charger installation effort here in Ventura County. We contributed more than $500,000 to this ongoing program. And we've been working closely with program implementer Center for Sustainable Energy and the VCRA staff, as well as community-based organizations to provide outreach for this important EV charger incentive program. And funding is still available for level two chargers here throughout Ventura County. So we have a Green Leader program where participating organizations, next slide. We have a Green Leader program where participating organizations receive promotional opportunities as well as a listing in our Green Leaders directory. And all they need to do is confirm that they're in CPA's 100% Green Power program and complete the online application. Next slide. And then last year, we purchased nearly $800 million in energy on behalf of our many customers. And we spent $20 million on non-energy purchases. So we're looking to expand our list of vendors for the many products and services CPA utilizes. And local Ventura County organizations can find more information on our contracting webpage. And I'm hoping you'll share this information as we'd all like to see more vendors from here in Ventura County. Next slide. And we're currently accepting applications for our Community Benefits Grant Program. This program provides funding to organizations that work within CPA service territory, which advance clean energy usage, green jobs, environmental education, and equity. And this year, we've increased the amount of our largest grants from $25,000 to $30,000. And we're currently accepting, we're currently accepting applications, and the application period closes September 16th. And we recently held a webinar, and I was very happy to see that many Ventura County organizations were in attendance. And I'm hoping you'll also share this information with local nonprofits for this important community reinvestment program. Next slide. And basically, this concludes my presentation, and I'm very happy to take questions at this time. My contact information is also on this slide. And thank you for having me.
Thank you, Mr. Cabral. Excellent presentation. Does anybody have any questions for Mr. Cabral? Yes, Member Edmonds.
You took that last slide down quickly, and I'd like the phone number again. Okay. That one. Yes, thank you. Got it.
Will the slide presentation be made available to the board members?
Yes. Okay, I will send that out.
Thank you. That way we can pass it on.
Could you tell me how long it took to do that slide presentation?
You mean?
What was the amount of time that Mr. Cabral spoke?
Oh, I'd have to go back and look at the recording.
If you could, I'd appreciate it so I could time it when we do the presentation to the Fillmore.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe it's about 6 minutes.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Excellent.
By the way, in the presentation, there's a lot of clickable URLs to each of the particular programs I described.
Oh, so good.
That's helpful.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Yes, Member Perez.
Yes, question for Mr. Cabral or even for our staff. Is this presentation available to be presented at service clubs or other community-based organizations?
Yeah, sure. Just reach out to me and we'll customize it depending on the unique audience.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Mr. Cabral?
I have a question if you can hear me.
Yes, we can hear you.
Great, thank
Member
you.
Yes, senor. Please
thank
proceed.
You. Yes, I know that Santa Paula, as you mentioned, I think the city council just moved forward, and we hope in Fillmore we're going to bring it back again, and we hope to move this forward in this coming year. But for those newer cities like Santa Paula, can nonprofits already get involved in some of these programs you mentioned, or does basically the whole CPA need to be up and running in the city of Santa Paula prior?
The only places currently that in Ventura County that are not members of CPA are the cities of Port Hueneme, Fillmore, and Santa Paula. And the programs you do need to be within our service area.
Okay. So, Yeah, Santa Paula's moving forward, but maybe something for them to keep in mind and for us to keep in mind too, hopefully. Thank you.
And feel free to reach out at any time.
Good questions. Anybody else have questions for Mr. Cabral? All right. Thank you very much. Hearing none, we'll move forward. Thank you very much, Mr. Cabral. I imagine you're going to be hearing from many of us. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
All right, let's move on now to the ratification of a Javier Sacido's contract amendment. And a copy of that contract has been provided in the agenda packet.
Yes, hi, good morning, this is Alejandra. One correction I wanted to make, in our memo, in our contract, we identified RMA, Resource Management Agency, but it's Public Works Agency who's holding the contract. We gave credit to the wrong agency, but just wanted to make that that correction. And the reason why we're amending Javier's scope of work is that Public Works reached out to us about the recent passing of SB 1383, and this is the food waste food recovery new law that went into place. And since Javier was already doing outreach to businesses, green businesses, to get them certified, we felt along with Public Works that this was a good way to couple that resource. And then as we're doing outreach to get them certified, then we're also giving them information about SB 1383. There is a targeted list and targeted outcomes that need to happen out of this new law. So Javier will focus on that. But since he's there, he's also going to talk about green business. So it was a good way to kind of put those two together. And this is going to be a county-wide effort. So this is a brand new thing to his scope. So we wanted to bring this to your board and kind of to let you know that we're trying to maximize the resources that we have. And we're there, might as well give them as many touch points as we can on different information. So if there's any questions on this amendment to his contract, Javier is here, and then we can answer any questions you have.
Okay, any questions for Alejandra? Okay, with hearing none, we need a motion to approve the resolution. May I entertain a motion, please?
I'll move approval.
Okay, we have a motion by Member Perez.
I'll second the motion.
Second by Mr. Jones. Everybody in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Thank you very much. Thank you for your good work, Javier.
Thank you.
All right, the next item is item number 12, service rates for fiscal year 22-23.
Hi, good morning. So this is our service labor rates for VCREA. As you know, every county employee, so when the county approves our labor rates, then we amend our VCREA rates. So these are the rates that we use for when we apply for any grants or any work that we do, and we update every time the county of Ventura updates their labor rates. So these are just the ones that we use for our staffing.
Very good. Any questions for Alejandra? I was looking over the rates, and I used to be a senior program administrator when I worked for the sheriff's department. I didn't get paid that much. So times have changed. It's been 10 years since I retired from the sheriff's department. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, Ms. Senor.
Thank you. I see that student worker has been zeroed out. Is there a change at county regarding student workers? Have they been eliminated from some certain areas?
So I think what they did this year is rather than have them specific to the department, we do employ student interns still, but it's not specific to each department.
Okay. All right.
Good question. Anybody else?
It's Chair Hernandez. It's unrelated. Well, it's not directly on point, but where do the student interns come from?
Can somebody answer that?
Yeah, for Ms. Alejandra, for VCREA, we had several interns. We had Ventura College, Channel Islands, I believe. And then we also use Civic Spark program, which those are recent college graduates, and those are several that we've hosted before. The county does have a high school intern program, and we also have the option to participate in that intern program.
Great. Okay, thank you. And with that, I'll move approval.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
I'll second, Edmonds.
Okay, we have a second by Member Edmonds. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, the service rates have been approved. Now we have item 13, conflict of interest code.
For this one, our only change to the conflict of interest code is update on the position table. I think our old one had one position, but we have two, Kelly and Heather, that we didn't account for. So we just wanted to make that change. The number one is supposed to be a two.
Okay, so we're not approving the conflict of interest code, but we're approving a change to the code. Okay, very good. Any questions? All right, motion to approve.
To receive and file.
That a receive and file, okay. A second.
Okay, Perez Villaseñor.
Okay, very good. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, any opposed? All right, very good, motion carries. And item 14, program updates. Who will present this?
Hi, Heather Allen, Program Administrator for Ventura County Regional Energy Alliance. Your program update is included in your packet at the back couple of pages. Just take note that we have lots of EV-related events coming up in the months of September and October, and these are related to National Drive Electric Week as well as Clean Air Day. So we have a EV showcase as well as an EV ride and drive event, and then some fun activities with our local schools involving our EV McWheelie cartoon character. Also, we just launched the induction cooktop program in partnership with the 3C Ren as well as Ventura County Libraries. So induction cooktops will be available at all of our county libraries. And we're talking with staff from the different city libraries to also expand the energy do-it-yourself toolkit as well as induction cooktop programs to some of our cities within the region. And then lastly, I just wanted to note that the Central Coast Sustainability Summit is happening on October 19th at UCSB. Historically, the summit has been focused in Santa Barbara, but they're really wanting to expand to SLO and Ventura counties. And the summit is both for staff and elected officials. All are welcome. It's an all-day-long event. I'll send out the registration information later this week to everyone. So we hope you can attend. I believe there'll be staff from BCRA as well as 3C Ren that will be on panel discussions, and it's always a really good event. And lastly, our Drive Clean newsletter, next edition, is coming out at the end of August. So there's a link in the packet to sign up for the Drive Clean newsletter. There's lots of information about electric vehicles and charging stations included in it. So we look forward to you signing up and getting more EV information. Please let me know if you have any questions.
Thank you, Heather. Any questions for staff? I just have a couple of comments. I'm really happy to see the infusion, tabletop infusion, where be distributed through our libraries. I'm on the Ventura County Library Association, and I'm learning how libraries are changing. And they're not only about books anymore, they're expanding and getting into other technologies and responding to the wider needs of our community. So I think it's great. I also wanted to ask staff if we could involve the board more in the events that are happening publicly. There were a couple of events in the past, over the past 3 months that I missed. I read about them in the paper, and I would have liked to have attended, but something came up, and that was my fault. But you know, I think it's good to have board support at these events so the community can see the wide support that these projects deserve and help better. We can walk away more informed and bring this information back to our community. So if you could maybe send us a calendar invite, I think we could encourage that way more board members to participate and attend these events. Chair and I hope the others agree.
Chair Hernandez, that's an excellent point. And I think that is one of our roles as board members on this and any other organizations we serve on, is to be that ambassador for, in this case, this organization, back to the community and sharing the great information that comes our way for absolutely their ultimate benefit.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, yes, any other comments?
We will make that change and send the calendar invite.
Okay, thank you.
Chair Hernandez?
Yes, Christina, go ahead. We're having a hard time hearing you. Your sound
seems. Sorry.
Oh, that's better now.
Is that better? Okay, I'm gonna get a little closer. You'll see my face here up close. Regarding the library and the induction cooktop, will that be for all Ventura County libraries? Our Fillmore library will be reopening in a couple of months, and it would be wonderful to make sure that program is brought here.
Perhaps staff can answer that.
Yes, I believe Fillmore is part of the county library system.
Yes, yes, that yes there. Wonderful, Braille. Watch out for that and help promote that.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, exciting things happening in energy. Very good. Thank you, staff. And now we'll move on to item 15, general updates and announcements.
I think we have Director Edmonds. I think you're
for yeah, did you have something, Member Edmonds?
Quick question. Since the Fillmore Library has been closed for construction, I've been going to the Piru Library. So could they send extras to Piru, since Fillmore, that's the best closest public library for our system?
We can certainly check with library staff. I know we have a couple of extras in the circulation office, but Javier, you've been to the Piru Library. I don't know if you can provide some extra information.
Yeah, we did, you know, at the beginning of the, doing the presentations, we reached out to Fillmore to set up an appointment to do the presentation of the toolkit. And they were just, within 2 weeks, they were gonna basically shut down. They were already putting stuff away because they were gonna get remodeled. So I am in touch with the librarian, and as soon as they open, that's one of our places to go and do a presentation. And now that we have the induction cooktop, it's even nicer and greater. So a lot more people are involved and they want to know about how does this new induction cooktop work. So we do have you on the list. I can do a presentation with the mobile, but I think the mobile is only there a couple of days. So, you know, whatever you guys need me to do, I can head over and maybe do a small presentation or wait until they open up in a couple of months. It's up to you guys.
The mobile is only here Tuesdays for an hour and a half. That's it. But could you do it at Piru, or have you already?
We did a Piru presentation back last year. Because of the pandemic, we did it out of night in the park. We had about 15 people there, so it was kind of neat. It was kind of different for me that it was out on the outside, you know, and we were self-distancing and being safe. But we did that in Piru. We didn't have the cooktop back then, but people were really excited to see about the kit, and they started signing up for them. As a matter of fact, 6 people signed up on the spot that night, so it was kind of neat.
Good. Okay, good. Thank you.
And we will check in with staff to make sure that Piru has extra until film more fully open.
Thank you.
Okay, any more updates and announcements? Okay, moving on to item 16, any items for future agendas? All right, hearing none, I want to thank staff for putting together the agenda packet and supporting this meeting and helping it run efficiently. Thank you all for your good work. And with that being said, I'd like to adjourn in memory of Carmen Ramirez and ask you to please, we all do have to do our part now to carry on with her legacy and continue to address clean energy, reducing our use of fossil fuels, protecting our environment. And with that, I say to Carmen, rest in peace, rest in power, Carmen. We love you and we miss you very much. Our next meeting is November 17th at 2022 at 10:30 a.m. I'm sure I'll see many of you before then. And thank you for being in attendance today. Have a good day.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you. Bye.